WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Every Heart here, and welcome back to Stoke Mental Armor. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Cultivating a positive body image and rocking that unshakable confidence. Ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else has it all figured out? Like their bodies are picture perfect and they just use self-assurance. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, those highlight reels don't tell the whole story. We're bombarded with these unrealistic beauty standards every day, and it can seriously mess with our heads. It's like we're constantly being compared to some fictional ideal, which is exhausting, right? So today, we're going to equip ourselves with some serious mental armor, those ancient stoic tools that help us navigate this crazy world and build a relationship with ourselves that's based on acceptance, self-love, and genuine confidence. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Number 1. Ditch the comparison game. Seriously, it's a total waste of energy. You know that feeling when you're comparing yourself to someone else? You start to see their every flaw, but then you magnify your own imperfections tenfold. It's like looking at yourself through a warped mirror. Instead of focusing on what others are doing, shift your attention inward. What do you love about yourself? What are your strengths, your talents, your unique quirks? We're all works in progress, but remember, there's only one you, and that's pretty amazing. Number 2. Practice gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff can seriously shift your perspective. Think about the things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, and let those feelings of gratitude fill you up. Number 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever catch yourself thinking, "I hate my thighs," or "I wish I had a smaller waist"? Those are just thoughts, not facts. The Stoics taught us to recognize our thoughts as passing phenomena like clouds drifting across the sky. Acknowledge those negative thoughts, but don't let them define you. Reframe them in a more positive light. Instead of "I hate my thighs," try "my legs carry me through adventures every day." D. A little mental shift can make a big difference. Number 4. Focus on what you can control. You can't control your genetics, but you can control how you take care of yourself both physically and mentally. Choose nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and get enough sleep. Take care of your mental health too. Practice mindfulness, connect with loved ones, and engage in activities that bring you joy. And finally, number 5. Remember, true confidence comes from within. It's not about fitting into some arbitrary mold or seeking validation from others. It's about knowing your worth, embracing your individuality, and rocking who you are. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're going to a party. You might feel that familiar pang of anxiety: what if people don't like me? What if I look awkward? But here's the thing, everyone feels that way sometimes, even the most confident people. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Focus on what you can control. You can choose a cute outfit that makes you feel good, practice some conversation starters, and remind yourself that you're awesome just as you are. Go into that party with the intention of having fun, connecting with people, and being your authentic self. The rest will fall into place. So remember, building a positive body image and confidence is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by using these Stoic tools, you can weather any storm and emerge stronger than ever. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And let me know in the comments, what's your biggest takeaway? What are some ways you cultivate your own confidence and self-love? Until next time, keep rocking that mental armor.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.